Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sofia Petrovic. More than 70 homes have been destroyed in a bushfire in Perth Hills. The Wooraloo fire started on Monday and has burned more than 8,000 hectares of land. Authorities say the weather won't get better until the weekend. Fire and Emergency Services Commissioner Darren Clem says no one has died yet, but more properties will be destroyed. He says people who need to leave their home because of the fire can break COVID-19 safety rules.
The most important thing is the preservation of life. And so if you're quarantining and you're required to evacuate, you should just evacuate.
Victoria has had no new cases of COVID-19 for 28 days. It has had no new infections in hotel quarantine either. Health Minister Martin Foley says there is no more virus in the community. But he says people can't forget about the risks.
The pandemic is real and ongoing and has a long way to go before we can claim it is over. Just wishing it over, a technical 28 days, does not make this over. We have seen over the course of the last few months outbreaks from hotel quarantine leaks in New South Wales, in South Australia, in Queensland, and now in Western Australia.
Senior Labor MP Tanya Plibersek has confronted Liberal politician Craig Kelly in Parliament. Ms. Plibersek said Mr. Kelly shares conspiracy theories and fake health advice about COVID-19 on social media. Ms. Plibersek has told Mr. Kelly he's putting the public's health at risk.
My mum lives in your electorate and I don't want her exposed to people who are not going to be vaccinated because of these crazy conspiracy theories that you're spreading.
Well, you're the one doing that because you are the one spreading misinformation.
At least 650 people have been arrested in Russia for protesting after opposition figure Alexei Navalny was put in jail. Mr. Navalny will be in jail for more than 2.5 years. Mr. Navalny was arrested at Moscow Airport in January after he came back to Russia from Germany. He was in a German hospital recovering from a poisoning which nearly killed him. Western nations have strongly condemned the decision. United States President Joe Biden has changed immigration orders put in place by former President Donald Trump. The changes are around family separation, border security, and illegal immigrations. Mr. Biden says the US is safer and stronger when it has a fair and humane immigration policy.
There's a lot of talk, with good reason, about the number of executive orders that I've signed. I'm not making new law. I'm eliminating bad policy. What I'm doing is taking on the issues that 99% of them, that the president, the last president of the United States, issued executive orders I thought were very counterproductive to our security, counterproductive to who we are as a country.
I'm Sofia Petrovic. This is SBS News in Easy English.